Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming. And today, again, it is Tuesday morning. And every Tuesday morning at 7:30, we get a chance to visit with Brian Hanna from the Cerro Gordo County Department of Public Health. And Brian is on our KGLO live line with us right now. Brian, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for having us on again. We do appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, no problem. Happy to have you on. And when we got this started a couple of weeks ago, we said at the time, I think the first thing we talked about was that people need to probably practice a little patience, because we're just getting this started and so forth. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that sign-up process. And I know yesterday you had a very limited supply of vaccines available. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. We're happy to do that. And let me first start off by saying I understand people felt that yesterday was a bit convoluted and maybe disorganized, but I can assure the public that quite the opposite. Everything was organized. The problem is that we had 200 doses that we told people through the Code Red would be available. 200 doses for literally probably, I'm just going to say, in excess of 10,000 people seeking those 200 doses. It's like, as you and I mentioned, it's like trying to get U2 concert tickets and there's only 200 tickets available. It's there's only so much we can do when we only have that much limited supply and an extremely high demand. And again, when we told people through the Code Red and on our website that we had 200 doses, it really was anticipated on our end that there would be extremely high call volumes and extremely high demand for getting in through our website. And quite honestly, 200 doses only goes so far. And so we're really coming back to what we said over the last 2 weeks, Tim, and that is, and actually over the last 11 months, is we're asking for people to follow our guidance, to be patient, and to just recognize this Department of Public Health is ready to go. I want to assure people that if we had 10,000 doses, we could have signed up 10,000 people yesterday, and we're ready to administer those over a very short period of time. So it is not a failure on the Department of Public Health. It is a failure of the system to be able to supply local public health agencies with the needed vaccine in order to administer those doses.
Are you hearing anything more? Talk about that whole supply process. And I know folks hear different pieces, bits and pieces in news. But talk about that whole supply process. And then there's a kind of a phase process that you'll go through.
Well, the process is really convoluted. The way this works is the federal government received notification the vaccines are available. The state of Iowa receives approximately 19,500 doses of Moderna vaccine right now. And those doses have to be spread out over the entire state. So we receive an inconsistent supply of Moderna vaccine from 1 week to the next. And again, that's not uncommon across the state and across the country. It's pretty hard to plan and give any kind of consistent messaging to the public when we receive those inconsistent supplies. Now, that's not the fault of the state of Iowa. That's the fault of, again, I think it's over-promising and under-delivering from the federal government level. We're just, unfortunately, the ones who have to send the message out to the public and saying we only have 200 doses. So the process goes from the manufacturer letting the federal government know that they have vaccines available. The state of Iowa receives their allocation. They then send notification to us that says you're going to receive X number of vaccines next week. We say, do we want those vaccines or don't we? Well, of course, Tim, we're going to say we want those vaccines. After we say we want those vaccines, then the vaccine is basically promised to us, which then it ships sometime early the next week. We then will receive that vaccine. Once we have that vaccine, then we can set up appointment times for the number of doses that we have. We have to put those out to the public to get signed up for those doses, and then we have to set up the vaccine clinic to be ready to give those vaccines at that particular time. Again, it's not an easy process to really get the vaccine from the manufacturer to us, and it just takes a while. And the Department of Public Health here locally is working absolutely as fast as we can in order to make sure that those primary doses are ready to go. Now, what we had yesterday were a lot of people trying to call in, and we've been trying to schedule both primary doses and boost doses generally at the same time. And what that's done is created some confusion for people, and honestly, people are just trying to grasp at whatever vaccine is available. So they're literally signing up for boost doses. That's the second dose, Tim, when they haven't had their primary dose. So it throws off our entire scheduling process. So we know now that we need to make some changes on how we're otherwise handling scheduling of the boost dose. And so we will be making those changes. But I want to let people know this morning, if they signed up yesterday as a boost dose recipient and they have not had their primary dose, they will not be able to receive their vaccine this coming week. And unfortunately, that's just going to be the way it is. We don't have enough doses to go around, and we have to keep those boost doses for those people who are receiving their who have already received their primary dose.
I heard from several people. Obviously, you did too. One of the things I heard from people was that they wondered what questions would be asked to fill out a form once they got online to do this. Is there an awful lot to fill out when they get to the internet site, or how does that work?
No, there's really not a lot to fill out, but I think you bring up a good point. I mean, there's not a tremendous amount of information that we really need, but there is there are just a few questions based on some medical questions that we do need leading up to whether or not we can administer vaccine to that person. And so, yeah, there's a few general questions, but perhaps it might be a good idea for us to post what that questionnaire looks like in a draft form so people could at least take a look at what that is and have an idea of what information they might need.
Also, we're hearing from people now that are talking about this this new strain, too, the UK strain identified in Iowa. What are you hearing, and what other concerns does that bring?
Yeah, we've been looking into that, and we've been keeping our eye on it. Quite honestly, it's certainly not a surprise that the B117 variant that comes out of the UK has arrived here in Iowa because, again, we've been watching it over the last several weeks, and they found it initially in Minnesota, then they found a few cases in Wisconsin and Illinois. So, I mean, it was a matter of time that our colleagues at the State Hygienic Laboratory have been screening for that variant for a number of weeks. And so anytime test samples have gone into that lab, they've been running tests to find that variant. They have not found it until this week. And so, again, they found three cases. I don't know where those three cases are at in Iowa, but they found three cases. And so we know that it's here. But, again, that's not surprising. Let's for public health around the state and across the country, staying on point. Number one, we have a limited amount of vaccine, right? So we're waiting for that to ramp up. In the meantime, and I should back up. So we have a limited supply. However, I started early on talking about the fact that I didn't think we would have vaccine much before 24 months into this. We're at 11 months, and we've got vaccine. So, again, we're way ahead of where I ever thought we would be. So I'm excited about that. I'm also very excited about the fact that people want this vaccine. But to stay on point and on the message, we need people to do the same things we've been talking about for 11 months. Wash your hands, wear your mask, stay home if you're sick, follow our physical distancing requirements, stay with people in your immediate family. Don't go out and hang out in large groups. All of these messages, Tim, need to be continued to be followed until we start to see an influx of increased amounts of vaccine. And when that happens, again, CG Public Health and my colleagues around the state, we're ready to ramp up. We just have to be patient in order for it to get here.
Well, I know you have different challenges that you and your department you face each and every day. And are there any other notes? I know I've been asking you a few things to get you going today and so forth. But are there any other things that you wanted to get out this morning that you haven't had a chance to talk about, Brian?
Yeah, I want to let people know. I also understand the urgency. Number one, I'm happy that people want the vaccine. We could have the opposite issue where I read an article this morning on USA Today that long-term care staff have been hesitant to get the vaccine. I'm very happy that the public generally wants to receive the vaccine, so that's a good problem to have. But I want people to know that as the governor and the Iowa Department of Public Health wrote the rules for how we're going to roll out this 1B group, right, which includes people 65 and older, and then, of course, we're just really focusing on our Tier 1 groups, which are first responders, our law enforcement, our police, our school staff, our child care staff. We're going to work through that entire 1B priority group. So those people 65 and older and those people who are in these different tiers are going to get the vaccine over time. It's not going to happen all at once. And so we will not move on to the 1C group until the 1B group is taken care of. Again, this gets back to the idea that we don't need people thinking that because they didn't get signed up yesterday are not going to get the vaccine. We will have more doses next week, and we'll have more doses after that. And so it's just going to take time to work through that process. And so as we get those additional doses, we will work through the code red, we will work through our social media page, we will work through our website and give people plenty of heads up that those vaccines are going to become available. Now, everybody who missed it this week is not going to get it next week. So again, I'm stressing, I need people to be patient with us because we can only do so much with what we're allocated. And, you know, getting upset with us doesn't go very far because it's out of our control. And so, you know, all of the phone calls and the people stopping in and the people who are sending us emails or messages on Facebook it's a struggle, or they don't think we're doing a good job. I can assure you, we're ready to go. We just don't have the vaccines.
Brian, I got to say one other thing too, and this is just from a personal note. The code red part of it had to work great for you guys to get the word out too, didn't it?
Well, again, we're trying to be equitable, and we want to give everybody equal opportunity to be able to get signed up. And so, yes, the code red worked out really well, getting that message out. I mean, I received it. And so we're thankful that we've got a method that we can get information out to a broad group of people in addition to our other methods to get that messaging out. And so we'll continue to use that because it gives that notification. And we know and we anticipate that because we won't have 10,000 doses next week, that we're probably going to get inundated with calls, you know, every week when we open up time slots until we get a better handle on trying to get these priority 1B groups vaccinated. So, again, we're doing the best we can. I hate seeing the negative comments and the people who are upset with the process, but again, the process is what it is, and we'll continue to try to provide the clinics the way we can, and we'll get there. We just need patience.
Brian, I appreciate your time this morning. As always, Tuesday mornings we get a chance to visit, and any other time that you see something pop up, give us a holler. We're happy to help out, and you know, I know your staff is working hard. You guys are plugging away at it. We'll all get it together.
We will, and I appreciate the opportunity, Tim, and thanks for everyone's patience. We'll keep doing our thing.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great day and a great week, okay?
You too. Thank you much.
Take care. Brian Honoff with us, the director at the Cerro Gordo County Department of Public Health on AM 1300, KGLO.